USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The gas shortage following last Friday's hack of the Colonial Pipeline is still a problem from Georgia to Maryland. AAA's Andrew Gross.
You're going to be looking at a lot of gas flowing into areas like Southern Virginia, the Carolinas, Georgia, and Tennessee. But motorists in these areas can expect a few more days of limited fuel supply.
He said the biggest problem now is people hoarding gas for no reason, just to be greedy. A Florida politician has agreed to a plea deal and says he will cooperate with the federal investigation of North Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz. Joel Greenberg is expected to plead guilty to 6 federal charges, including sex trafficking of a child, during a court appearance in Orlando on Monday. Gaetz denies the allegations and says he will not resign his seat in Congress. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American-made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
The White House is defending the timing of the CDC's decision to relax mask guidelines for vaccinated people. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said they had no role in the decision.
They were determined by, decided by what they were going to be, what the specifics were, but also the timeline by the CDC. Not by us, not by the White House, not by the President, to be very clear.
On Thursday, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said the guidelines were changed due to increased vaccination rates and a sharp drop in COVID-19 cases. Several states are now dropping mask mandates, including President Biden's home state of Delaware, which will end their mandate May 21st. The National Terrorism Advisory System is now warning of a very complex and volatile mix of domestic terrorism, groups that are inspired by foreign terrorists. It warns that the groups could exploit the easing of COVID restrictions by targeting public places. The Department of Homeland Security is now working to respond to the threat. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some new artists are being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. USA Radio Network's Lance Pry reports.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced their class of 2021 this week. Hall of Fame Chairman John Sykes.
In the performers category, Tina Turner. Carole King. The Go-Go's. Jay-Z. Foo Fighters. Todd Rundgren.
The live celebration takes place in October at the Hall in Cleveland, Ohio. From the West Coast of USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Russia and the United States are once again in another space race. This time, it's the first movie to be shot in outer space. The Russian space agency Roscosmos announced that it selected its crew to headline the film, which will be called Challenge. The movie will star actress Yulia Parasilt, who beat out hundreds for the role, and will be directed by Klim Shevchenko. The effort was announced last year, just after Tom Cruise and NASA announced their own collaboration to make a movie on the International Space Station. NASA says the projected production costs for the movie are around $200 million. Russia says their actors will undergo standard cosmonaut training and will take up 2 of the 3 seats aboard the October launch of the Russia Soyuz mission. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.